Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Seatbacks up. Heads up. There we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, America's only Australian radio correspondent full-time who broadcasts via solar power from her end of the connection, from her farm in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I was just telling Jason that buckwheat is next to his brother, is next to his mother, and is next to his cousin. That's four cows that were taken out due to the storms that we've had, these violent storms, and got an email from the East Coast weather forecast, local weather forecast. Over 8 inches of snow is being expected. It's unusual. And so anybody that doesn't believe that the client is being manipulated is a fool. Anyone who believes that the marketplace is fair and even and not manipulated is a fool. And anyone who doesn't prepare for the onslaught that is continuously being thrown at us at ever-increasing rates is a fool. It's kind of language you don't really talk about on the radio, but hey, what the heck? Who knows how long we're going to be around, you know? Seriously. Class, we're just a bunch of volunteers, and I was on the phone recently with someone in the medical profession. It looks like doctors are giving up. I'm talking about independent doctors. I'm talking about nurses. I'm talking about pharmacies, independent pharmacies. You know, the big guys are getting bigger. The small are getting decimated. Small farmers are being wiped out. And, you know, there's a guy that has an auto repair shop that we see all the time, and he's not open all the time. And the reason he's not open all the time is because he's working at his other job so that he can have insurance, so that he can have an auto repair shop. Think about that. Think about, now I don't know if he works at the Chinese factory outlet or the Chinese factory tool outlet or which Chinese factory outlet he might be working at, if any. But what's happening is farmers have to have another job in order to be able to afford to be farmers. Think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. So now it's progressed into other businesses as well. So you have to have a job in order to have an independent business. Think about that. That's the sad state of affairs in America. And I don't believe that we are going to pull out of this for at least 20 years. And, you know, they used to say, and I'm not speaking of anybody specifically, okay? I'm not. You know, there are plenty of evil people around. But when I used to live in Virginia, we used to have parades. And a parade is a group of people, you know, looking forward to this big day where they march down the main street, you know, through town. And it's like, if you want to think of what it's like, it'd be marching down through Main Street in Mayberry, RFD, you know, Andy Griffith's television series. It'd be like that, you know, small town. And I was new to the little village, and the guy said to me, one of the locals said to me, after I commented, this is really something, huh? You don't see this very often, you know, a parade. Since when was the last time you saw a parade, class, in your little hamlet? He said, Yeah, you know, all this town needs is a few more good funerals. What do you think that means? What that means is the people who have taken everything, there's not much left to take, they've taken it from the little people. You know, when they die off, things will get better. That's what he meant. Now, does that apply? Am I recommending anything? Absolutely not. I'm just saying that no matter where you go, whether it be Virginia or Missouri or wherever you are, there are people who are takers, and they seem to accumulate more on the backs of the little people. More and more and more. And the little people are sick of it. And I think that's what he meant. I think that's what he meant by a few good funerals would really make things better for the little village. He wasn't talking about the national level. He was talking about the little village of 500 people. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, the only thing about that is the, around here anyway, they seem to be like shark teeth. You know, if anybody ever did take out, you know, certain people.
Oh, hold it.
The other people standing behind them.
Yeah, hold it one second. I'm not talking about anybody taking anybody out. I'm just talking about natural causes.
Natural causes. That's right. So I'm not advocating anything. Okay, I'm absolutely not advocating anything. But I'm saying if you know something natural happened to anybody who is around here, there'd be like shark teeth. There'd be the guy standing behind them or the girl standing behind them would just step into their shoes. And nothing would change. You know, and then there'd be another row behind them, and then another row behind them, and then another row behind them. And they're all just waiting in line. So, you know, it's, gosh. You know, even if something, you know, tragic happened to somebody who thought that they had a position of power, it really wouldn't change anything here because there's enough bad people where the people behind them would just see it as an opportunity for their advancement. So it would be pointless for, you know, it would be... It wouldn't change anything anyway. That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and the family has been programmed in that line of thinking. So if you think about it, you know, the royalty, they have programmed the children from a very young age to behave in a very specific way, a certain way of waving, a certain way of eye contact, a certain body posture, a certain use of words, all of that. They've been trained in diplomacy and how to say things and mislead people and let them think that they're going to help the royalty or the equivalent in the United States are going to help the little people, which is the farthest thing from the truth.
Yeah.
Hurricane Katrina are still waiting.
Yeah. I would absolutely tend to agree there. You know, especially on the level of personal experience, which I'm just going to leave it there. You know, like I said, the Queen Mother was my grandma's neighbour and best friend. And when I needed help from Her Majesty was no help whatsoever to me. But somehow when her son got in a bit of a pickle with being caught on Jeffrey Epstein's white logs, then, you know, despite the fact that she's very, very advanced in age and apparently not very well, then she was still able to gather her gumption together to help out dear little Prince Andrew in his unfortunate hour of need with being caught on Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs and photographed with Virginia Giuffre Roberts. That's, you know, my gosh, what a pickle is all I can say.
And it's a man-made pickle. It's a self-induced pickle. It was a. It was. Yeah, I mean, could have said no. Bill Clinton could have said no. And you know, the lawyers and, you know, all the upper crust could have said no. Too bad we haven't seen the video of Jeffrey Epstein Stein's lavish trappings, you know, with all of his artwork of who was painted, and, you know, and Bill Clinton in the blue dress with the, you know, the red high heels, you know. Who thinks that up? I mean, we've talked about this before, but gosh. And so there he is in women's clothes. Who would have painted that? Is there a reason why that was painted? Or was that just someone's wild, reckless imagination? And they just stuck Bill Clinton's face on some other person with a dress and red, you know, blue dress and red high heels. I don't know. But, you know, the good news is his wife is considering running for CEO again. That'll be great. So we could trade the current guy, Joe and company, for Mrs. Clinton and company. Can you imagine? Isn't that wonderful? That's where we are. And there's some people who think it's a great idea. Gwyneth, what about permaculture, known as farming integration?
Yes. Yes, that's a much better topic. You know, actually, I would rather just focus on solutions. You know, we know what all these people are doing. We know what they've been doing for many, many years. But what we need to do is we need to build parallel civilizations and answers for ourselves is what we need to do. And a key way that we can do that is by incorporating permaculture principles into our everyday life. And a key one, and perhaps the most important one of the permaculture principle, is integration. And that is making your whole farm, making all the different parts of your farm, all the different elements of your farm, work together to have some result in the future that's going to save you work, that's going to save you energy and worry and feed expenses, and, you know, where the whole farm system works together like a natural system would. Because if you look at a natural system, it doesn't require a whole bunch of imports. And if you don't need that whole bunch of imports, then perhaps you don't need to go off the farm to get a job to pay for the feed to get the animals, to keep the animals in good health, you know. And I'm not saying I'm there yet, but I'm certainly on my way there. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and if you look at permaculture class, it's the opposite end of the spectrum from a hog farm, from a chicken farm where you have 5, 10, 15, 20,000 birds all on the same farm, and that's all that is on that farm. Chickens, chicken dust, ammonia, and chicken poop. And then the feed is brought in for them.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about the old-fashioned way of doing it, where you don't have a factory-type farm. You have a vertically integrated farm where you have woods and grass, and you've got compost, and you've got nature, and you do everything so that each part of the farm supports the other part of the farm. Not like, if you want to raise pistachios, and that's all you do on your farm, or if you want to raise just berries, that's all you do on your farm. Nothing like that. It's mixed. Glenith, please continue.
Yeah. Okay. Now, for example, taking the thing of the chicken. Okay. Now, one of the animals that I have on my farm is I have chickens. And, you know, my son recently asked me, he said, "Mum, how many chickens do you have?" And I actually had to sit down and have a bit of a think about it. And I thought, well, I've got 12 layer hens, I've got 3 roosters, and I've got 8 juveniles. That's 8 plus 12 plus 3 is 23. And I thought, and he said, "Gosh, you know, that's pretty interesting." And I said, "Yeah." And, of those juvenile chickens, 6 of them are roosters, or as Lindley likes to call them, roasters, or Lindley's daughter, actually, roasters. And so they'll end up in the cooking pot sometime in the next few months. And but in the meantime, they're getting fed and they've got a good life, and they're in a chicken tractor out in the paddock. And as the chicken tractor gets moved on, then I go out there with the fork. And this time of year, I have to use some water. I dig shallow trenches. I put water in the trenches. It softens the dirt and enables me to dig the earth, because it's midsummer here and the earth is like concrete. But if you put water, if you dig a shallow trench in solid ground, when you're in a hot climate with a clay soil and it turns to concrete, you dig a shallow trench, you fill it with water, you go away for 5 or 10 minutes, you come back and you dig it out, and you'll be able to dig it. Anyway, that patch of ground after the chicken tractor's been there, even if there's been no rain whatsoever, the chickens poop on that patch of ground and they add fertility to the soil. And you move the chicken tractor onto the next place, and then you can dig the soil up and you can add compost, and then you can make it into a garden for arid climate or semi-arid climate type crops. Like at the moment I would be planting sorghum, which is a C4 grass, and C4 grasses do something quite special. They perform half their photosynthesis at night, which means that they keep their pores shut during the day, which means that they don't lose a lot of water. Anyway, that's a side issue. They, you know, so I move the chicken tractor on to a new place, and then the chickens poop in the new place. While they're pooping in the new place, I'm getting the old place and I'm digging it over. I'm adding some extra compost, and then I'm planting it. For instance, with things like chickpeas and sorghum that don't need a whole lot of water. Okay? And that's an example of where you get the chickens to do your fertilizing for you. And in the meantime, they're growing out, and I'm feeding them with, you know, they're eating some of their food from the grass and the seeds and the, you know, bugs and grubs that are in that patch of soil, which means that you don't get a whole lot of weeds coming up as well. So it's about into, but I supplementary feed them, and at the moment I'm feeding them on blue agave leaves. The leaves of the blue agave, which is, you know, the century plant, and you cut the leaves and you peel them and you dice them and you cook them, and they're quite edible. The chickens like them, and actually they taste quite nice too. I could eat them if I wanted to.
Yeah, we'll be right back. We're talking about permaculture, sustainable farming.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation steamrolled Americans in its fastest 12-month pace in nearly 40 years. The Consumer Price Index, an inflation gauge that measures costs across dozens of items, rose 7% in December from a year ago. President Biden, in a planned Atlanta, Georgia speech Tuesday, called on the United States Senate to remove the filibuster and allow a simple majority to pass voting legislation, taking away the state's rights to handle their own elections. Biden's bill would make sure all elections from now on are run by the folks in Washington, D.C.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Fauci was once again grilled on Capitol Hill about his response to the pandemic. Testifying before Republican lawmakers Tuesday, Senator Rand Paul disclosed an email that describes Fauci attempting to quash critics of the Wuhan lab leak probability. It should be noted Fauci told lawmakers in the past that gain-of-function research was not being conducted at the Wuhan lab that Fauci's organization was giving money to. That statement was later discounted as a gain-of-function research was being conducted at the Wuhan lab. Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger on Fox News is a former pharmacist and weighs in.
You're only going to be presented one side in this, and thank goodness that Rand Paul, he is a physician. You know, he had a disagreement with Roger Marshall yesterday. These are colleagues of mine in the doctor's caucus, and for him to say he is the science and discard any other disagreement with him, that's wrong for this country. That's wrong for the world, basically. When they say follow the science, follow the true science. He always diverts going back to personal attacks or whatever. He doesn't want to answer the real question, and that's a huge problem. And, you know, if there's anything we can do to push forward the studies that are true, tried and true, they won't even discuss natural immunity when it comes to this virus. There's so much information out there. How can the American public know who to trust? It's either you're a truth seeker or you're seeking political power.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Talking about integrated farming, permaculture, sustainable farming, and things you can do on your small farm should you have chosen to take the path that Gwyneth and I and Dr. Sheely and Rich and others have taken. So, Gwyneth, here's a tip from our book. And when digging a hole, here's what we do. So if the soil's compact and it's hard, it's just, you know, hasn't rained in a while, and you've got some clay soil, it's really hard to get that shovel in there. What we do is we take a 5-gallon bucket, and we have different buckets, different 5-gallon buckets for different purposes. So you can drill a small hole about 1/8 of an inch, which is the diameter of a number 2 pencil lead, in the center of that bottom of that bucket. And or all the way up to 3/16, which would be 1.5 times the size of a number 2 pencil lead. Not the number 2 pencil, just the lead. And then you can fill it with water that doesn't have debris in it, and you put that hole in the bucket right over the center of the spot that you want to dig the hole. And it'll take hours for that to drip, drip, drip. And what happens is that moisture that drips down from the center of the bucket will, and the bucket will cover the hole, okay, which will prevent evaporation. And that dripping of the water will loosen the soil. Now, is it instantaneous? No. You have to think about it 2 days in advance. So you fill the bucket a couple of times, and then digging the hole is really easy. And then once you start digging the hole, and you hit the bottom of where the soil is, you know, moistened, and it gets hard again. So then you can just fill up that hole with water and keep going down. That's the way we do it. And another thing we do with those buckets is we use them for spreading seeds. So, for example, if you happen to have a four-wheeler, not everybody does, and you're going to seed a large field like 40 acres, which I have done many, many times, I'll take one of those five-gallon buckets, and I'll drill about 20 or 30 holes. In each hole is around the base of that 5 gallon bucket. And the size of the hole is important. So I have determined through experimentation and prototyping that the right size hole is about 3 times the size of the seed. So whatever the size of the seed is that's going to fall through the hole, 3 times that size. Otherwise, the seeds get clogged up. Okay, and then you put the seed in the bucket, and you don't fill it all the way. You fill it about halfway. And strap that bucket on the back of a four-wheeler with a lid on the bucket, and you ride around. And in a pattern so that you cover the entire field. Now, it might take you a couple hours, but here's what you've done. You have very, very, very efficiently seeded with the minimum amount of seed, the maximum area. And you have forced a deduction, if you choose to take it, for that four-wheeler and the bucket and the seed. That's a tax deduction because that's now farm equipment. Am I kidding? Absolutely not. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I don't have a four-wheeler here, but one thing that I was going to discuss later on in the broadcast, but I might as well bring it up now, is even if you don't have any real income, you need to think about making the various elements of your farm work, okay? Like, for instance, I have a horse or horses. I've mentioned a number of times on this broadcast. I had a riding accident last year around about this time, and I haven't been horse riding since. But I still have horses, 2 horses, and I was looking at the horses and I was thinking, gosh, you know, you know, just thinking of, on some sort of level, how they might be made to actually be useful. And they are useful. They're useful because they make horse manure, which I use on my garden. And I go out and I socialize with them. And we're friends. And so, that's a useful benefit as well. And I go out and I give them hugs and they nuzzle me and I've taught them, you know, a few simple tricks like kiss, kiss, which is, you know, I say, come on, kiss, 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 kiss. And then they give me a kiss. You know, or one of them's learnt that. The other one hasn't. I haven't really taught the other one that. But, this is it. But for them to actually have some practical purpose on the farm, now that, you know, for the moment anyway, I'm not riding them anymore. And I thought, I was sitting there and I was, I had the job of carting the horse manure from the paddock to the chicken pen because I build a manure pile in the chicken yard and it helps to feed my chickens.
because chickens are a rainforest animal in the native habitat of Indonesia and Malaysia, Java, and that part of the world. They are a they live in the understory of a jungle, and they scratch in the understory, and that's where they get their food. And they're descended from a bird called the jungle fowl. And, you know, if you leave a chicken on its own, then that is what it's going to do. So if you put it in a big enough area, it will go out and it will scratch in the understory, and it will eat worms and bugs and grubs and seeds out of the understory, and it will disturb the leaf litter, and it will stir up the soil. And it will help for the leaf litter to turn into leaf compost. And that's what they do. And they break them up and then they poop. And that helps to add fertility to the rainforest soil. So you can take advantage of this habit that chickens have of going in. And of course you generally can't leave them on your, there's people who do leave their chickens to completely free range, but they have trouble getting small plants started because a chicken sees a small plant and it sees that small plant as being lunch. It's going to eat it. So you keep them in a chicken pen, but what you can do to take advantage of that is you can build a big manure pile in that chicken pen, and you'll come back the next day, and if you build that pile 3 feet tall in the middle of the chicken pen, the chickens will have leveled it by the following day. They are that keen. You know, they really are really hard little workers, because that is what their instincts and their drives tell them to do. So if you put manure in a chicken pen, you'll find that it composts down 2 or 3 times as quick, a lot more quickly. And the chickens benefit. They eat the worms and the bugs and the grubs and the seeds out of the manure. And, and then they poop in the manure. And their poop is a lot higher in nitrogen than a lot of other animals' manure. And you'll find the compost is of a much higher quality. Once it turns to compost, then you don't have to turn your compost. This is it, because the chickens have done the job for you, and you're buying into their natural proclivity, their natural way of doing things. And so your chickens become less work, and they eat less food that you're actually feeding them in the way of grains, that is, you know, or vegetable scraps or other things that you're feeding them. But so I've been putting manure into my chicken pen, and I've been putting it in a garden cart and pulling it up from the paddock where the horses live, which is down at one end of the farm, and the chicken pen's in about the middle of the farm. And that was hard work because it's uphill and it's not much of a slope. But when you are pulling a cart full of manure by hand, you notice the slope. And I was finding that I was that tired out by the end of it that I was just wanting to go inside on the sofa and have a sleep for half an hour. You know, it's just, I thought, I can't keep doing this. This is too much work. And I sat and I had a pray and I had a meditate and I said, God, you got to help me. And I got the answer. And the answer was quite closely related to the problem. I saw a picture on the inside of me of the horse standing there and it's pooping. And I saw a picture of the horse wearing a pack. And I thought, what am I doing? I could get the horse. And I could train the horse to carry packs of manure, and the horse is carrying the manure and I'm not. And all I'm doing is walking up this slight incline. And so I thought, why didn't I think of that before? You know, and it was just one of those moments. And so it was fairly early in the day. It was like 9:30 or 10 a.m. or something. And so I sat and I thought, yeah, this is what I can do. And so I went out and I caught my horse, the same horse that I fell off early last year. She hasn't been in doing any sort of work other than occasional groundwork training for a year. And so it was kind of an act of courage for me to go out in the paddock and catch her and put a saddle on her, no stirrups, took the stirrups off the saddle, and I put a chiller bag onto each one of the hooks that would normally hold the stirrups on. So a chiller bag on one side, chiller bag on the other side. And, you know, with a halter and a lead rope, no bridle. And I walked her down to the bottom of the farm, or the front end of the farm, which is, you know, bottom of the hill. And I took her to where the manure pile was that I wanted to sort out. I tied her up next to a tree. I took the bags off her. I filled them up with manure. I carried them over to where she was, and I put them back onto the saddle, put them back onto the stirrup hooks on the saddle. And then I went to lead her off, and she took about 5 steps, and she says, "Oh my God, what is that?" And she pulled and she jumped backwards and had a little bit of a freak out. But I've been training horses for many, many years, so I was kind of prepared for something to happen. And so I just waited for her, calmed her down, went shush, 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 baby, shush, shush, and all these sorts of noises. And she calmed down, she looked at me, she realized that I wasn't worried. And then she was fine.
All right,
and that
we'll be
was
right
what
back.
Happened.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, breaking news from thesun.com. Royal showdown. Prince Andrew will face court battle with accuser Virginia Roberts as judge rules rape lawsuit will go ahead, end quote. So, it looks like one by one, the people that used to be held in high esteem are falling from grace. And with a thud. Yeah. So that's breaking news. And Gwyneth, you mentioned using the horse, and I was thinking as you were saying it, if you could use those buckets, some buckets are squared rather than round 5-gallon type buckets. If you had the squared one, it seems like you could have a wide strap to support them and put the grass seed or the clover seed or whatever the seed is that you want on your fields, you know, one on each side of the horse, and just walk with the horse.
Yes.
And the horse can carry the seed, and then there's a couple benefits to that. You know, one, the horse is going to be fertilizing as he or she walks the field with you, and the other is that the horse will tend to step in some, not all, but some of those seeds will be stepped into the ground by the horse. And one other thing I wanted to mention, there are two other things. One, you were talking about the understory. We let our cows. Since the state of Missouri and the county want to tax us for land at different rates, they have a higher tax rate for what they consider the residential part of our farm. So they've assigned 1 acre of our farm to our house, and they say the rest of it, you know, is for farming. Well, I've challenged them on that, and I said, no, as a matter of fact, the only part of our farm that the house it used for residential is where the house actually sits, you know, because the cows come right up to the house and they graze. So, you know, if you take one step off the out of the front door, you are possibly you can step in cow poop, or one step out the side door, or one step out the back door. Okay, so we have reduced the amount of higher taxation land to half of what it was. So now it's a half an acre. And that was a substantial reduction in our property taxes by doing that. So that's another thought. But since, you know, I can look out the studio window and see cow poop, you know, right, you know, within a couple feet of the studio window, literally a couple feet. And the chickens, you know, when it's sunny, the chickens, you know, like the sun and they'll follow the sun. And when that part of our property is sunny, the chickens will go and they will spread out the cow poop. They'll stick their feet in it and they'll throw it in every direction looking for worms. And they know when to look and where to look. So they are instead of leaving cow pies, they'll spread it out so it's more beneficial and less strong when it decays. So the chickens do exactly what you're talking about. They go in the woods. You have woods right around the house as well, and they go in the woods and they spread out the leaves. And if they could, they would eat everything in the garden. They would sample everything until they ate dessert first, and then they would work their way down to, you know, less tasty greens and reds and purples and yellows and et cetera. But that's what the chickens do. And I keep, you know, the family calls them my chickens. You know, they're dad's chickens, right? Well, they are the most productive animals on the farm, literally. I tell the dogs, you need to protect the chickens. You know, we go out and we have these chats. You talk to your animals, we talk to our animals. And I tell the dogs, you know, who walk with me, followed me, you know, right with me side by side as I walk through the farm. And I tell them that, I explain these things to them and how the chickens, those are the guys that and gals that lay those eggs. And, you know, that's what you get for dinner and breakfast. So you need to protect the chickens. And the chickens are the hardest working animals on the farm, bar none. Would you agree with that, Gwyneth?
That's absolutely true. They never, ever stop. They're up, you know, half an hour before the sun comes up. And they, you know, they go to bed reluctantly when the sun dips below the horizon. That's
right, and we've taught our chicken. We have a chicken. It's kind of like a closet hut.
They never stop.
Right. We have a frame that's a rectangle, and we use the cattle panels, those heavy gauge wire panels, and we have them in shaped like a hoop, and it looks like a Quonset hut, and there's a framer on the base, and there's a door on one end, and the chickens know that, you know, we're going to let them out as soon as we get up, and they're going to go back to bed. For the night where it's safe and they can't be attacked by predators and they have roosts in there and they've got water and chicken feed and so forth. And they know that, you know, as it gets dark or starts to get dark, they all slowly walk over to their house at night and they put themselves to bed and we just close and latch the door. And they're protected all night. They know this. They do it all by themselves. And if you help train them, they'll do this every day for you, and they are not a lot of work. You just have to protect them from predators and teach the rest of your animals that they're part of your family. And it works great. It really does. Gwyneth and I are going to be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. We're talking about sustainable farming. And yes, you can. You're behind the curve right now, but you can still do it.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.